We are glad to make all of our JCast Network podcasts free for our listeners. However, they are not free to produce and host. Please consider making a donation to JCast Network to help support our work by visiting jcastnetwork.org/donate. Thanks for your support.
Welcome to the Jewish Hour. I'm your host, Herschel Finman. We've got a wonderful show for you today. One of my favorite topics to talk about, food, of course. We're going to be featuring an interview this week with Laura Weisel of Franklin Cider. Franklin Cider has been a part of the family of Jewish Hour sponsors 25 years. Going back, her father was Jack Peltz of blessed memory, and we do it every year from Labor Day to Thanksgiving. That's when their season's open, and we're proud to have them, proud to do it. And there's a new wrinkle, of course, because of COVID, and we're going to discuss how you can enjoy Franklin Cider this year. This is always a great, great topic. This will probably be the third, maybe fourth time we've talked about Franklin Cider on the show over 25 years. In the second half of the show, we'll be talking about Rosh Hashanah. There is no portion of the week, as Rosh Hashanah is Shabbos, Saturday the 19th, and Sunday the 20th of September. Speaking of which, on September the 20th at 5:30 p.m. at Jewish Ferndale, 1725 Pinecrest Drive in Ferndale, that's just at 9 Mile, we will be blowing the shofar, and you need to hear the shofar live. You can't do it via any type of electronic media. It doesn't count, but we'll be doing it live at 5:30 there. We have wonderful music throughout the show, a great Hasidic story at the end, really poignant. Before we do anything else, let's go right to the news. Israel will be on full lockdown from Rosh Hashanah until after Yom Kippur due to COVID. Ben-Gurion Airport will be closed and schools will remain closed until after Sukkot. 4,000 new cases of COVID were reported last Thursday alone, and Israel passed the 1,000 death mark this past week. Israel currently has the highest infection rate in the world. Israel Shin Bet Internal Security Agency arrested 9 members of a Hamas terrorist cell in central Israel who were planning terrorist attacks. Israel and the United Arab Emirates will sign the Abraham Accord at the White House this week on September 15th. President Trump will host an Israeli delegation led by Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and an Emirati delegation led by Foreign Minister Abdullah bin Zayed. Serbia and Kosovo formally recognize Israel and will put their embassies in Jerusalem. Kosovo is the first Muslim nation to recognize Israel. The EU warned both countries that placing their embassies in Jerusalem would violate EU foreign policy. In the meantime, Malawi, that East African nation, is moving its embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. Speaking of Africa, Israel allocated $51 million to bring 2,000 immigrants from Ethiopia to Israel by 2021. The Arab terrorist who killed 8 and wounded 20 in the Joe Goldenberg restaurant in Paris in 1982 was finally arrested in Norway. The man fled Paris for Norway and became a citizen. Norwegian law protected its citizens from extradition until a new law was passed last year. And finally, some good news. If you're interested, and you're an Israeli and you happen to be living in Israel, the first nonstop Tel Aviv-Dubai flight is scheduled for October 2nd at 10 a.m. Israel, that's kind of like People's Express, is offering Israelis 4 nights accommodations and airfare in Dubai for $700 cheap. And that's the news.
Some of the best jobs in the world are in the radio and television industry, and you too can join the workforce in as little as 8 months when you complete your hands-on training at the Specs Howard School of Broadcast Arts located in Southfield, Michigan. At Specs Howard School, students get to play and learn at the same time. Imagine spending your class time behind the microphone, spinning music and hosting your own radio show, or designing and lighting a set for your own TV program. running a camera, learning to edit, directing a program. When you go to Specs, your day will be anything but dull. And if school is this fun, imagine how exciting it is to work in the growing industry. In addition, the credits you earn while attending Specs Howard School are currently accepted at 14 area colleges and universities. If you've always wanted the best job in the world, call for a tour of Specs Howard School at 248-358-9000. That's 248-358-9000, or visit them on the web at specshoward.edu. Specs Howard School of Broadcast Arts. This is where you start.
Herschel Finner, you're listening to the Jewish Hour. In this half hour of the show, we're going to be talking about a topic near and dear to me, and that's Franklin Sider. And we have Franklin Sider's own Laura Weisel is going to be talking with us right now. How are you today, Laura?
I am great, thank you. And it's looking like it's going to be another good weekend. So I'm excited that here we are at the mill, ready for everyone to come on down.
That's great. Now, for those people who were raised in caves and never heard of Franklin Sider, could you tell us a little bit of the history behind this, I could call it the historic Franklin Sider Mill?
Sure. So Franklin Sider Mill is a National Historic Site, and that's because we've been around for a long time. This mill was originally built back in 1832. Wow. So that gives us
Were there people in Michigan in 1832?
Well, it's really interesting because at that time there were very few people in Michigan and around this area. And so in the Franklin area, the majority of the people who came to Michigan at that time, before it was a state, were from the East Coast. And so land was cheap here, land was good here, both for farming and other things. And so there were lots of people who settled in this area from New England, from New York area. And so it was a pretty vibrant and excited group of people to begin to build someplace that hadn't existed before. So the first person who came and purchased this land was a gentleman by the name of Matthews, and he purchased the land on 14 Mile and Franklin, where we still stand. He sold the property in 1834 to a gentleman who was named Van Every, and he was the one who really built the grist mill on this area. So in this area, there was lots of farming already. There was corn and wheat, and they needed to turn that into flour. So Van Every had the idea that we could make it into a grist mill, and that it would begin to be, well used and bring in the resources that he needed to pay for the building that he did build. In the late 1800s, so he ran the mill through the 1800s, and in the late 1800s, early 1900s, there was a huge flood that wiped this mill out completely, and Van Every didn't have the resources to rebuild the mill and to put it back in its condition. So he sold the mill in 1914 to a gentleman by the name of James Flynn, who brought...
Okay, Laura, let me interrupt you. Let me interrupt you real quick. So
sure.
The mill is built on the side of a river, and it's a big water wheel mill.
Right, and it had been the water, so they had to build a mill pond, and with the mill pond, that mill pond fed our water wheel, and the water wheel fed our energy for running our press. And so that flood didn't interfere with our water wheel. There just was too much water throughout the mill. So it was interesting that when James Flynn purchased this mill, he went to Macomb County and he bought a cider press and brought it all the way here. If you can imagine how heavy a cider press is, and bringing it all from Macomb County on horse and buggy, so I have that image in my mind. And so the mill was again sold in 1922, and here was the family, the McKee family, who really turned it into a business and a industry in this area. And they ran the mill, the McKee family did, from 22 all the way through the 1960s, when my father purchased the mill. And he purchased it with the idea in mind that this was going to be a family tradition for our family and his legacy to both Franklin and to our family. So my father ran the mill till he passed away in the early 2000s. My brother ran the mill until 2018 when he became ill. And now my niece and I are running the mill. So every person who's run the mill has had a little bit of a different twist on it. And so my niece and I have had a different twist. Plus, we've had this wonderful experience of a crisis that could make us better, and that's the COVID crisis. So let's
interrupt just a second. So you took over last year, and did you see things that were like lacking in the way that it had been run that you decided to institute new things, Laura Weisel from Franklin Cider?
So for the two biggest things that we made changes in, my niece and I, needless to say, are good shoppers. But my father and my brother had always had this only as a cash business. And we said, that's impossible. Everybody's using credit cards. So we now take all credit cards at Franklin Cider Mill. So it was a big shift. The other shift we made was, how do we bring in customers into the mill? How do we speed up our lines? Because we know that on busy weekends, it was quite a while for people to wait in lines. So we changed how we did our lines last year, and that was probably the two biggest things that we did, but then came COVID for this year. So those worked out great last year. We had a great year. Customers were excited that they didn't have to go to an ATM machine before they came, and we were excited that they could make this visit easy for them.
Okay, so our guest today, if you're joining us now, is Laura Weisel from Franklin Cider, a long-standing member of the Jewish Hour family of sponsors, and we greatly appreciate your support, and we greatly encourage everybody to go to Franklin Cider. And I tell people, not even with a tongue-in-cheek, but actually quite seriously, that when we first bought Franklin Cider 30-something years ago when we first moved to Detroit, so one of my kids mentions, he says, this is cider. Everything else is just juice. So it's you're welcome to use that as your motto. But
thank you. Well, and so, it's interesting because all of the other cider mills have orchards, and we don't have an orchard. So the gift for us in that is when you have an orchard, you press the apples that you can grow. Well, we have the opportunity to buy apples throughout Michigan and bring in what's the best of the time of our season. So we mix a different variety all through our season that only gets better as the apples go through a short freeze sometime in October, and then the apple cider even becomes sweeter now. So
yes.
So it gets better throughout the season, but I have to tell you, on our first pressing, it was absolutely delicious this year. So we're excited. It's a great apple season for Michigan.
Yeah, your dad, a blessed memory, used to say that the best cider he pressed was on the Sunday after Thanksgiving for the last day.
The last one, that could be. So don't forget, we are open from the Saturday of Labor Day all the way through the weekend after Thanksgiving. And our hours are 8 till 6. We've modified those. So for those of you who visited before, it's now 8 to 6 daily. And we're open every day during the week from, as I said, Labor Day weekend all the way through the end of Thanksgiving.
Okay, so now COVID has changed the way people shop. And one of the things about going to Franklin Cider was always that people would come with their families, and they would stand in line, and Sunday you couldn't get into the parking lot. It was just avoid Franklin and Franklin Road and 14 Mile, just like don't go there unless you were going to the cider mill. And they would stand in line, and they would wait, and then they had this whole show about watching the cider being pressed, and then they would buy their cider, and then they would sit down and with their donuts, whatnot, feed the ducks, and drink cider and take the cider home, etc. We can't do that now, so this year we're not doing that. So what are we doing, Laura Weisel?
So one of the, I mean, and I said this, and it was honestly, when there's a crisis, it is the best time to rethink how you do your business. So we did several things. We started planning in April for how are we going to make this work. And so we knew that our old building, this ancient and historic cider mill, doesn't have a ventilation system in it, no surprise. And so bringing people into the mill, which is tight space, no social distancing, was just not going to be a healthy option for customers, for our staff, and for our product. So one of the things we did was we built a new website, and the top thing on our new website, which is franklincidermill.com, is online ordering. Wow, if that isn't a response that people have been, you know, thinking of, and we've been thinking of, but we never had the energy, and things were kind of rolling along in the same way they'd always rolled along. So this year, we have got online ordering. So you can order online, pull into our front driveway. Since all the front area of the mill is closed, that's just for online parking now, and you can just jump up to our, what used to be a hot dog porch, is now our online porch, give them your code, and you get your order immediately. There's rarely more than three people in that line, and it has been a very fast, very exciting way to offer people who've been to the mill many times and just want their cider and donuts to be able to get it quickly. So we've got most of our products on that online ordering. We've got certainly our donuts and cider. We've got our caramel apples. We've got our pies, and we've got our breads as all part of that. So that's a pretty great thing for us to begin doing. We're running all of our sales now in a way that they can be safe, and that is we're running them out of our lower sales area. We'd often use that area when it got to be very busy in September and through October, we'd open up lower sales. But now everything is out of lower sales area. So our Hickory Farms area now holds most of the products that had been our tent, because we couldn't have a tent. There wasn't any social distancing. And it continues to hold our Hickory Farm products. On the opposite side of that building where our apples had been, they're always there. But we can't have any U-Pick apples because people can't touch things. So we're selling by the peck, half peck, and by the bushel. And right now we've got three great apples in. We've got Paula Reds, Ginger Golds, and much to our surprise, we've got Honeycrisp, and Gala has just been added to the list. So we're graduating into having as many apples as we usually do that are in season and ripe. And if you're wondering what apples are in season and when and what apples are good for what, on our website, we have got a picture of our apple listing, our apple poster that everybody wanted to buy last year, and you can now download that at no cost and get your own apple poster to know what apples are good for making pies, for making applesauce, for making, you know, other things. So that's available on that website also. Since customers can't come in and watch the cider making process, we have a whole page now devoted in our website to the cider making process with pictures and videos. So for schools or groups or people who are coming in from out of town or never visited our cider mill, that is available for you also. Our lower sales area now is a mask-mandated area. So people who are coming to the mill park in our lower parking lot, across our bridge, and if you don't have a mask, we've got a greeter waiting there who will remind you that you don't have a mask, offer you one, and if you can't wear a mask and you're mask challenged, we will keep you on the other side of the bridge, we'll take your order, and we'll be happy to bring your order out to you. So we want to make that easy. We do the same for anyone who is a person with disabilities. We've got handicap parking, and we're also willing to come to your car and help you right from your car, so you don't have to make the walk to lower sales.
So what about the part? Let me ask you, what about Laura Wiseley? There's always that part about going to the cider mill. You still have people, like, say, if a family wants to sit off the side of the bridge and throw water, throw whatever they're throwing to the ducks, or is that really discouraged now?
Well, we're not having anybody stay in that lower sales area with their product. They go to the other side of the river where we've got tables and benches set up at socially distant lengths, so to keep people as safe as possible. We're also recommending that, you know, Franklin Village has a village green, and they've got wonderful, interesting shops. And so taking your cider and donuts, your family, bring a blanket along, and take the one block walk into Franklin and have a picnic on the village green, which has a lot of shade area now. So, and they've got some tables there also. So it's another place for people to be able to go and have the rest of their cider experience in Franklin and take a look at what the shops are. Many of them are unique. You can't find them anywhere else, and they're only in Franklin.
Our guest today again is Laura Wiesel from Franklin Cider, and we're talking about what else, Franklin Cider. I'm going to talk a little bit of ancient history with you. When I first got involved with your father, I was also involved with Hillers, and I was doing some rabbinic stuff with them. And Sid Hiller came to me and said, since you know Jack Peltz, maybe you can get him to allow me to sell his cider at Hiller's Markets. And your dad was like, absolutely not. If you want Franklin cider, you have to come here. I am not going to become a wholesaler. That's not it.
Nope.
So Franklin cider is it's a destination. People have to go there. Any plans for wholesaling Franklin cider, making it available elsewhere in the city, Laura?
We have no plans for that at all. My father set that in place, and we are holding tight to that. So the online ordering that we have, we also have Grubhub. So if you don't want to come to the mill, you can have it delivered to you through Grubhub. So that's another option.
Cool.
But you're not going to find it at Hiller's Market, which doesn't exist anymore, nor at Kroger's, nor at Trader Joe's. And we've been asked by all of them. And the answer is, this is an experience. This is the place to come for that experience and our cider.
Okay. I think that's just about it again. So give us the website again, and give us your location, and give us your hours again one more time, Laura.
Sure. So our website is Franklin Cider Mill, all one word, .com, and so you can pull that up easily on your cell phone or on your computer at home or iPad. We're open every day from 8 in the morning till 6 in the evening. If you do online ordering, come through our front parking lot. If you're just here for sales, come to our lower park, walk over the bridge. We've got the ability to you know, still visit our water wheel, and it's a great experience. And we do have our ducks and duck food available for our ducks. We decided to offer duck food when we found that our ducks were getting sick on our donuts. So,
I can understand that.
So we decided to offer that. It's inexpensive, and it's there just to help you make sure that the ducks are staying healthy along with us. So we've got a great season ahead of us. We had a bang-up first weekend, and we're looking to serve everyone who can come. We're not doing events this year. So unlike previous year, we had many events scheduled. We can't do them because of COVID, and I know that people understand that. But if you've got something happening and you would like to know if Franklin Cider Mill might make a small donation to an event that you're holding outside of our mill, please give me a call or email me at franklincidermill@gmail.com. It's thefranklincidermill@gmail.com. And I'm happy to look at it and review it with you.
Okay. Now, Franklin Cider Mill, just one last thing. This is a request, Laura, that you do sell offbeat apples. It's not like the same six varieties that you'll get at the supermarket. So your dad actually got for me twice wine sap apples from up north. So this is like I was raised with wine sap apples. And if you get them in, please give me a call. I'll buy a bushel.
Well, if you do have a special apple that you'd like, just call over to the mill. We'll put your name on a list, and when that apple comes in, we will call you. So if there's something you're interested, go for it. All right.
Yeah, I know. Wine saps, I know, are wine saps are late October, early November. That I know that. So, yep. Okay, put me down. Okay, our guest today has been Laura Weisel, Franklin Cider. Thank you so much for coming. We wish you and your entire family a happy and a healthy, healthy New Year.
And same to you. Lashana Tova.
Okay. Take care. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back. You're listening to The Jewish Hour.
Why go to a hospital to get healthy? At Encompass Healthcare, you get the state-of-the-art wound care like in a hospital. The same medicines, the same everything without being in a hospital. Why put yourself at risk of getting a hospital-borne infection? Did you know that last year, 1 in 6 people died in America because of infections they got in hospitals? Encompass Healthcare is an outpatient facility. That means you get your wound care treatment and then go home. There are no wait times at Encompass Healthcare like in ERs. Healthcare is personal and works better, faster, and easier. Encompass Healthcare provides a state-of-the-art outpatient facility close to where you live. Call 248-624-9800. That's 624-9800. Auto accident, workman's comp, and most insurance is accepted. Encompass Healthcare's goal is to get you healthy with as little disturbance to your daily activities. Call 248-624-9800.
Some things are better the way they used to be, like the crisp feel of a cool autumn day, the serenity of a baby sleeping, or the feeling of coming home after a long trip. Franklin Cider Mills makes cider the way cider is supposed to be. Its old-fashioned, clear, crisp taste reminds you of a cool autumn day. Located in the heart of historic Franklin Village at 14 Mile and Franklin Road, Franklin Cider Mill has been making cider the same way for over a century. Always fresh, with no additives or preservatives. You just can't buy Franklin Cider in any supermarket. Franklin Cider Mill is open from Labor Day weekend to after Thanksgiving from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Come visit Franklin Cider Mill. It's kind of like coming home.
Herschel Finman here. You are listening to The Jewish Hour. And as the Finman children say, Franklin Cider is cider. Everything else is just juice. So now you got ways to do it. If you're in their Grubhub area, fortunately Oak Park is not, so I can't do it. So I have to do it online and go get the stuff. Worth the drive and worth the Grubhub expense if you want to do it that way. Up next, for your listening pleasure, this is brand new. This is Avram Fried. It's O Tati Oi, which means Oi, Father.
I'm a
Want assurance of quality and excellence in kosher? Look for the Michigan K on the label. What's it look like? The Lower Peninsula of Michigan with a K. It's the symbol of the Michigan Kosher Supervisors. Go to their website, mikosup.com. That's M-I for Michigan, K-O for kosher, and S-U-P for supervisors, mikosup.com, and find this month's featured products. You'll find Michigan K products wherever fine food is sold, especially at Natural Food Patch on West 9 Mile Road in Ferndale.
Herschel Thinman here. You're listening to the Jewish Hour. Up next, this is Ellie Marcus. The song is called Kol HaMelamed, anybody who teaches his friend.
הדברים הקשים אינם אינם כלל וכלל מכשולים כל מה שיהיה כל מה שיקרה בטוח אני שהוא מעלה אותי עלינו להבין שהדברים הקשים אינם אינם כלל וכלל מכשולים כל מה שיהיה כל מה שיקרה בטוח אני שהוא מעלה אותי וזה בן חברו וזה בן חברתו כאילו ילודו למה למה מלמה וזה בן חברו וזה בן חברתו כאילו ילודו אוי כל למלמה מלמה אז בן חברו אז בן חברתו כאילו ילודו וכל למלמה מלמה אז בן חברו אז בן חברתו כאילו ילודו Es ben habe hiro hilu yelodo Kola mela mes ben habe hiro Oy 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 toira hilu yelodo Kola mela mes ben habe hiro Oy 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 me habe hiro hilu yelodo Kola mela mes ben habe hiro Oy 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 toira hilu yelodo
Why go anywhere else when you could go to One Stop Kosher? Located on Greenfield Road, just south of 696, you're never far from One Stop Kosher. At One Stop Kosher, you'll find the largest selection of kosher wines in Michigan. One Stop Kosher has the freshest produce, the best dairy, deli, and meats, their gourmet. They even have a kosher bakery right on the premise. It's One Stop Kosher on Greenfield Road in 696 for all your shopping needs.
Herschel Thinman here. One Stop Kosher is now called The Grove, and it's the same stuff, but the store is totally, completely remodeled. If you haven't been in there since April, you're not even going to recognize. You're going to walk out and say, is this the store I'm supposed to be in? Totally different. It's really, really nice place to shop, really fun place, and get over there, all the great stuff that they have over there. Up next, this person is his first attempt at Jewish music. I think he's going to have a healthy career. His name is Aviad Silvanu, an Israeli fellow. The song is called Lo Nazuz Mepo, We're Not Leaving.
Lo, 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 nazuz mikan, lo nakshiv le'ad. ישראל נגלים מתוך תשובה ומעשים טובים כי כולנו יהודים איש את רעהו יעזור תמיד ולאחיו יאמר חזק אז בוא נחזיק יד ביד ונתאחד בלב אחד כי היא ארץ המובטחת לנו לעד לא 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 נזוז מכאן לא נקשיב לאף אחד ארץ ישראל היא של אבותינו היא שלנו לעולם לא 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 נזוז מכאן לא נקשיב לאף אחד ארץ ישראל היא של אבותינו היא שלנו לעולם עם ישראל נגלים מתוך תשובה ומעשים טובים כולנו יהודים איש את רעהו יעזור תמיד ולאחיו יאמר חזק אז בוא נחזיק יד ביד ונתאחד בלב אחד כי ארץ המובטחת לנו לעד לא 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 נזוז מכאן לא נקשיב לאף אחד ארץ ישראל היא של אבותינו היא שלנו לעולם לא 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 נזוז מכאן לא נקשיב לאף אחד
We all know there's an opiate epidemic, but Advanced Rapid Detox has a solution for people addicted to pain pills, heroin, and dependent on Suboxone and Methadone. Advanced Rapid Detox performs detox under sedation in the hospital. Patients sleep through withdrawals and wake up without cravings. Dr. Julia Aronoff and the staff at Advanced Rapid Detox help people restore their lives and the lives of their families. Addiction affects everyone, even in the Jewish community, and Advanced Rapid Detox is there to help. Call 800-603-1813. That's 800-603-1813. Or visit them online at www.advancedrapiddetox.com.
Hey, Shulton, I hear you listening to the Jewish Hour. There is no portion of the week this week, as this Shabbos, we will be celebrating the New Year, the Jewish New Year, the Rosh Hashanah, of course. And so we're going to talk about what else? Rosh Hashanah. Let's talk about what should be done. And then maybe if we have a little time, we'll talk a little philosophy that goes with it. There's the big mitzvah. The big thing that has to be done on Rosh Hashanah is accepting God as king. I bet you thought I was going to say, we'll hear the shofar, but the big thing on Rosh Hashanah is it's a coronation. We are coronating God, the Almighty, as king of the universe for another year. And the shofar is to act as a means for us to do that. As it says, you know, if you remember all those really bad movies from the 1950s where they took place and in medieval times, and the king would come in, and there'd be two people would come, and they'd have these little trumpet things, and to go, and it would announce the king was coming. So that's really bottom line, one of the major reasons why we make this noise on Rosh Hashanah is to announce that God is the king, and we're in this is a coronation ceremony. So then you get into all kinds of allegories. Why don't we use a trumpet? Why specifically do we use a ram's horn? Why don't we use a bull horn? All of these things are of course, in order to remind us and to remind the Almighty of our relationship one with the other. We use a ram's horn to remind God that Abraham, the patriarch, the first Jew, was willing to sacrifice Isaac, the second Jew, and Isaac was willing to be sacrificed because for the sake of the cause. And he was replaced with a ram. And it's very interesting. The ram's horn, the ram has two horns. One horn, the smaller one, was blown at Sinai with the giving of the Torah. The bigger horn, Tekah B'Shofar Gadol, the blowing of the bigger horn will be when Mashiach comes. That's just an aside. So there's things that people do to celebrate. Jews, we don't stay up till 12 o'clock at night because there's no point, because the day doesn't begin at midnight. It begins at sundown, which this week in Detroit will probably be somewhere around 20 after 7 will be candlelighting time. Speaking of candlelighting time, Hannah Finman lights candles every week on Herschel Finman's Facebook page. You can watch that. She gives blessings for the week, a little bit of insights. So that's on Facebook. And since we're talking Facebook events, so Sundays, not during the next couple of weeks, but 4 o'clock are art lessons, and Tuesdays at 7 is the book review featuring books from the Rothschild Lending Library at Jewish Ferndale. So the blowing of the shofar is a very important part of Rosh Hashanah. It's the mitzvah, it's the commandment that we do. And the parameters are, it's talked about actually, about what you can hear. And it says if someone's blowing in a cave or somebody's blowing outside of a cave and you're in a cave and you hear an echo of the shofar blowing, you haven't fulfilled your obligation, because you have to hear the shofar. You can't hear the echo of the shofar. So likewise, all of these synagogues, God bless them, that are doing Zoom things, and they're filming. I see most of the Reformed temples have already recorded their Rosh Hashanah services, and they're just willing to, they're just going to put them up on the day of Rosh Hashanah. So that person blew shofar, first of all, like last week, and second of all, so you have a recording of a person blowing a shofar last week. It really doesn't count for the, if you want to say, oh, I heard shofar blowing this week, this year. It's nice. It reminds you that there's something called a shofar, but it's not doing it. That's why at Jewish Ferndale on September the 20th at 5:30, we will be blowing the shofar outside, social distancing, the whole bit, yada, yada, so that people can actually hear the blowing of the shofar. So then there are things, customs, that come after that, and most of it revolve around food. It's very interesting, having grown up on the East Coast, I didn't realize how sacred the consumption of brisket the first night of Rosh Hashanah is in the Midwest. And I was talking to somebody from St. Louis and somebody who grew up in Chicago, and they were like, oh yeah, Rosh Hashanah, brisket. It's just, okay. Why? Because way back when, brisket was one of those cheaper cuts of meat, and it's a big old hunk of meat, and it feeds a lot of people, and people had large families, and so they ate brisket. That's probably where that came from. But now it's become like this tradition. Everybody talks about their brisket recipes, and, oh, have I got a brisket recipe for you, and et cetera. But it doesn't say anywhere in the books about eating brisket. What it does say is that we have to eat things to sort of like indicate that we want to have a sweet and fruitful year. So there are those people that don't eat any pickles or vinegary things or horseradish, that type of stuff. It shouldn't be a bitter year. We have everybody knows about the idea, the concept of apple and honey. There should be a sweet and fruitful year. And a couple of years ago, we had Jack Peltz on 1 week. The week after that, we had Mr. T.M. Klein, who's the head of the Michigan Honey Association, talk about honey. It was a real cute segue of apples and honey. We also eat the head of an animal. which most people in the around eat the head of a fish, which has been like boiled or smoked or something like that. You go to the store, you get a chub, and you have this little head over there, and everybody like looks at it and goes, oh, and then they take a little piece of it because it's the head of the year. She says, this year we should be like heads. We shouldn't be tails. Then it's also people eat things that are sweet. It should be a sweet year. The dishes are usually generally sweeter than they have been. And people eat things which indicate increase or plenty or abundance, which in English, in the vernacular, which in English, there isn't any word. In Yiddish, there's one word, carrots, because the word for carrot means more. In Arabic, oh, there's a whole bunch of them. There's spinach and there's beets and I don't remember the cabbage. There's a couple of other things that the Sephardim people who speak Arabic, they eat those things too. So listen, doesn't hurt. You like beets, eat beets. It's a good thing. So whatever it is, it's just we're doing it that you should have a happy and a healthy, sweet year. Bottom line, though, is what's Rosh Hashanah all about? We're not partying. We're not getting drunk and making New Year's resolutions that we lose 5 pounds this year. Rosh Hashanah is the new year. It's a new beginning. It's when we're given the power to approach the upcoming year with whatever challenges they may be coming to us, whatever God's throwing at you. On Rosh Hashanah, God's giving you the power to handle those challenges. Speaking of challenges, we're coming to the end of the hour. We got to take a quick commercial break, and we've got a wonderful Hasidic story. Don't go away. You're listening to the Jewish Hour.
Why go to a hospital to get healthy? At Encompass Healthcare, you get the state-of-the-art wound care like in a hospital. The same medicines, the same everything without being in a hospital. Why put yourself at risk of getting a hospital-borne infection? Did you know that last year, 1 in 6 people died in America because of infections they got in hospitals? Encompass Healthcare is an outpatient facility. That means you get your wound care treatment and then go home. There are no wait times at Encompass Healthcare like in ERs. Healthcare is personal and works better, faster, and easier. Encompass Healthcare provides a state-of-the-art outpatient facility close to where you live. Call 248-624-9800. That's 624-9800. Auto accident, workman's comp, and most insurance is accepted. Encompass Healthcare's goal is to get you healthy with as little disturbance to your daily activities. Call 248-624-9800.
Hi, this is Spex Howard. The Spex Howard School of Media Arts is proud to have been a sponsor of the Jewish Hour and bring quality radio programming to the community. While much of the funding comes from its sponsors, listeners like you help keep the Jewish Hour on the air. Please send your tax-deductible donation to the Jewish Hour, 1725 Pinecrest Drive, Ferndale, Michigan, 48220. That's 1725 Pinecrest Drive, Ferndale, Michigan, 48220. Your help is greatly appreciated. Thank you very much.
Herschel Finman here. You are listening to the Jewish Hour. Would you like to get in touch with me? You got a question, query, criticism, comment, whatever it is happens to be, some kind of communique? Well, that's fine. Go to my website, rabbifinman.com, RABBIFINMAN.com. And right on the homepage, we have a way for you to contact me, and you can contact me, and I'll respond in kind. Or if you're not so kind, I guess I'll still be kind. There's also on RabbiFinman.com archived editions of the show going back about 3-4 years already. We also have other ways in which we present Judaism in an entertaining and educational mode. There's also, very important, the donations page. The Jewish Hour costs, and we do have sponsors, but radio is expensive, podcasts are expensive, and mostly our support has come from listeners like you. You've been listening already for now for over 50 minutes to the show. You like the show. You're probably not a new listener. Go to RabbiFinman.com before Rosh Hashanah. Make that donation. Make it a once-for-the-year donation. Or if you so decide you're so inclined, listen, I'm going to support Rabbi Finman for the year, that's fine. Set it up through PayPal, through our website, that you can make it a monthly donation, and then you don't have to worry about it. Just make sure that your credit card is not expired, and you're good to go for as long as your card's good to go. And we have a lot of people that do that way, and it really very much helps. And if you're worried about whether you got it, you don't got it, whenever I get a donation, no matter how I get a donation, my mother taught me well that when somebody gives you something, you have to say thank you. So every donation, regardless of the size, is acknowledged. So go to RabbiFinman.com and do that. If you don't like doing internet giving, people still get the heebie-jeebies, even if you say that PayPal has never been hacked, but you can say, oh, there's always a first time. Okay, understood. Send your donation of any denomination to The Jewish Hour, 1725 Pinecrest Drive, Ferndale, Michigan, 48220. And again, before we do anything else, a reminder that on September 20th, Sunday, 5:30 p.m., Shofar Blowing, for those people who want to hear the blowing of the shofar, yours truly will be blowing the shofar. We'll be social distancing. We have masks available. Thank God somebody donated 2,000 masks to Jewish Ferndale. It was a very nice thing, very great gesture on their part, and we're very much indebted to them. Yes, and so just to mention, if you don't want to donate money, we can. Jewish Ferndale does accept donations in kind, especially for the Rothschild Lending Library. If you have Jewish books in good or better condition that are not written for Jews per se, like I tell people, I don't play Bob Dylan on my show, even though he's Jewish, because his music's not Jewish. It has to be a Jewish book. We have, I think, 18 different categories of Jewish books alone. And so we're open for that. And any other thing that is in kind, get in touch with me through RabbiFinman.com. If it's weird, probably won't take it. But you know, listen, we take cars, boats, gym equipment, that stuff. It's we're there for you. The story involves the Levi Yitzchak of Berdichev. This is a famous classic Rosh Hashanah story. And it happened 1 year that Levi Yitzchak, who is the head of the city of Berdichev. Berdichev is located in western Poland near the German border, late 1700s. He was up at the center of the synagogue in the Bima, and it was all the things were in preparation. They're all done already, and the entire congregation was waiting in bated breath as the Rebbe blew the shofar. And he picked up the shofar, and he put it to his mouth, and he put it down again. This is like, everybody stir. What? This has never happened before. And he picked it up again, and he put it down again. And then he picked it up a third time, and this time he blew it. And people who were there recorded that this was the best time that the Levi Yitzchak of Berdichev had ever blown the shofar. So later on at the meal, Tony, if you want to bring the music up behind me, please. At the meal, people asked him, what was the deal with picking the shofar up, putting it down? So he said, there was a young man sitting in the back of the synagogue that nobody noticed. And unfortunately, he was left an orphan at a young age and didn't get an education. And someone told him, today is Rosh Hashanah, you have to go to synagogue. So he's sitting in the back of the synagogue and he's looking people praying. He's holding a prayer book, but he can't read a prayer book. He never had an education. So he said, Almighty, I don't know how to pray, but I want to pray. I remember the alphabet, the Aleph Beis. So I'm going to say it over, and you put the letters together. And he said the Aleph Beis over several times. And when I picked up the shofar, I saw I had to wait for the Almighty to finish rearranging his prayers, his letters, into prayers. Bottom line, Rosh Hashanah, it's not the quantity that matters, it's the quality. We're trying to relate to God so that God can relate to us. That's going to do it. We hope you have an excellent week. We wish you and yours and the entire family of listeners of the Jewish Hour a Ksiva v'chosina teva l'shana teva mesuka to be, should be written and inscribed in the Book of Life for a happy and a healthy new year. And that we hope we had a chance to entertain you a bit. We hope you had a chance to educate you a bit. And we'll see you in the new year. Take care. Kain, kain, da.
Australia.